From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell, opening the hour with a classic track from 1960 and a quintet fronted by Hank Mobley on tenor sax, with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Blakey on drums. This is the title track from their Blue Note release, Roll Call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Track from the late Emily Remmler. In the 80s, Emily was a promising young jazz guitarist with a style heavily influenced by the likes of Wes Montgomery. Unfortunately, her career was cut short in 1990 at the age of 32 when she passed away of a heroin overdose. We went back to 1985 for her Concord Records release Catwalk, and she was in a trio there with Eddie Gomez on bass and Bob Moses on drums. We heard Gwendolyn. Another trio preceding that, the Monty Alexander Trio, fronted by the Jamaican-born pianist Monty Alexander, with Hassan Shakur on bass and Willie Jones III on drums, from their 2011 Venus Records release, Venus Records being a fine jazz label based in Japan, the album Love Me Tender, we heard Can't You See, and we began the set and also the hour with Hank Mobley on tenor sax, leading his quintet through Roll Call, the title track from that album on the Blue Note label. Sessions recorded in the fall of 1960 at Rudy Van Gelder's Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey studio. We'll begin this set of the jazz scene with Vibes player Joe Locke from 1993 and his album Moment to Moment, the music of Henry Mancini. It's a quartet session with Billy Childs on piano, Eddie Gomez, yet again, on bass, and Gene Jackson on drums. This is the opening track, Slow Hot Wind.
took a monkey for a ride in the air. Monkey thought that everything was on the square. Buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey turned around and said, "Hey, listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Baba, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in jiving. What's the use of diving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Baba, don't you blow your top." Well, the buzzer told the monkey, "You are joking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." Monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. So straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Baba, don't you blow your top." Touching, but it sounds just like a lie. So straighten up, straighten up, straighten up, straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Baba, don't you blow your top.
three tracks from three fine jazz recordings released in the mid-1990s. That last piece from the Dave Stryker Quintet, Dave Stryker on guitar, Steve Slagle, alto sax, Joey Calderazzo, piano, Jay Anderson, bass, and Adam Nussbaum on drums, from 1993 and their album Passage, released on the Danish Steeplechase label. We heard Pursuit. The vocal in the set came from the debut album from Canadian pianist and singer Diana Krall. The album Stepping Out, also from 1993 on Canada's Just in Time Records, and that album went gold in Canada. Diana Krall in a trio here with John Clayton on bass and Jeff Hamilton on drums. We heard Straighten Up and Fly Right, that tune made famous, of course, by Nat King Cole. And we began the set with a session from 1995, not 1993, as I said at the beginning of the set. Joe Locke on vibes, leading his quartet through Slow Hot Wind, from their tribute to the music of Henry Mancini, Moment to Moment. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website, where you'll find much more info about the show, including playlists and streaming audio. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is The Jazz Scene, show number 1623. We'll begin our final set of the hour with a track recorded in March of 1956 in New York City, and a quintet fronted by Sonny Rollins on tenor sax. The album Plus Four, the four being Clifford Brown on trumpet, who sadly would be killed in an auto accident 3 months later in June of 56. Also Richie Powell piano, George Morrow on bass, and Max Roach on drums. This is the opening track, Valse Hot.
Thank you.
wrapping up that set and also wrapping up the hour with pianist Mike Garson. In a trio on that track with Brian Bromberg on bass and Billy Mintz on drums. Other tracks on the release also feature Eric Marienthal on sax, and instead of Billy Mintz, Ralph Humphrey is the drummer on the remaining tracks on this release. The album The Oxnard Sessions, Volume 2, sessions recorded in Oxnard, California, in August of 1992, and a bit of a change of pace for Brian Bromberg and Eric Marienthal, because those two gentlemen are better known for their contributions to contemporary jazz and fusion, so hearing them in a straight-ahead jazz vein on that release, we heard I Get a Kick Out of You. And we began the set with Sonny Rollins leading his quintet, including Clifford Brown and Max Roach. A session from 1956, the album Plus Four, we heard Valse Hot, or Hot Waltz. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.